With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel hailing the success of its defenses in the face of that unprecedented attack this weekend by Iran.
Israeli officials say they and their allies have intercepted 99% of more than 300 drones and missiles launched toward their territory. Officials also say Israel has sustained little damage. But tensions remain high. This amid fears of further escalation in the event of a possible Israeli counterstrike.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Virginia is home to the world's largest naval base, and Governor Glenn Youngkin says he feels confident about the bridges and tunnels in the region, even in the wake of the accident at the Port of Baltimore.
We have 13 bridges that run over some of our rivers. They're inspected all the time. They're actually constructed in ways that provide good protection. But most importantly, it is this series of open shipping lanes and tunnels that provides us great comfort.
Youngkin was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. 8 people were shot, including a young girl who died in what Chicago police believe was gang-related violence last night on the city's south side. The 7-year-old girl shot in the head, a 1-year-old boy and a 7-year-old boy each shot multiple times and listed in critical condition at the hospital. The police say the adult victims were between the ages of 19 and 40. They were standing outside a family gathering at the time of the shooting. A police officer and several bystanders being hailed for running toward danger to confront the attacker who stabbed and killed 6 people at a suburban Sydney, Australia shopping center yesterday. The mall, one of the country's busiest, was a hub of activity that afternoon when 40-year-old Joel Couchy used a knife to kill 5 women and 1 man. It's been determined he has a long history of mental illness. This is SRN News. Tennessee lawmakers have passed a bill that would require public school students to watch a video on fetal development produced by a pro-life group. The measure mirrors similar proposals this year in Iowa, Kentucky, Missouri, and West Virginia, all backed by Live Action, a leading pro-life organization. North Dakota was the first state to adopt the idea last year. The video shows students how life begins and how an unborn baby develops in the womb. Abortion advocates are fighting the legislation, claiming that a pro-life video might be, quote, problematic for students. Maya Kobabe's graphic memoir, Gender Queer, continues its run as the book most likely to be challenged by concerned parents. That book, which includes homosexual pornography, has been removed from a growing number of public school libraries. After moms and dads, clergymen, and local lawmakers objected, Gender Queer tops the list of challenged books, along with many others that feature homosexual content. This is SRN News. The bird flu outbreak in dairy cows has spread to more than 2 dozen herds in 8 states.
Health officials say the risk to the public is low and the U.S. food supply is safe. Commercial milk remains safe because pasteurization kills the bacteria and viruses. However, there is limited information about possible transmission of the virus in unpasteurized milk or cheese products. That's prompting officials to warn consumers about the risk of consuming raw milk. Jason Walker reporting.
The executor of O.J. Simpson's estate says he will work to prevent a payout of $33.5 million in a judgment stemming from a wrongful death lawsuit filed years ago by the families of Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. Simpson's will was filed last week in Clark County in Court, Nevada. This is SRN News.